Trump, cuts to sanctuary city federal funding coming soon. By Randy Clark on April 11, 2025. President Donald Trump made it clear he is working on a plan to remove federal funding for sanctuary cities on his Truth Social platform on Thursday. In an early morning post, the president said, "No more sanctuary cities. They protect the criminals, not the victims." Trump went on to criticize sanctuary states and cities, declaring, "They are disgracing our country and are being mocked all over the world." Working on papers to withhold all federal funding for any city or state that allows these death traps to exist. The indication that the president is working on papers to withhold all federal funding for any city or state that allows these death traps to exist may indicate that an action affecting federal funding is imminent. Sanctuary states and cities are generally identified as those that have policies or laws that preclude local and state law enforcement officials from cooperating with federal authorities on matters related to illegal immigration. As reported by Breitbart Texas, in Massachusetts, current law does not allow state law enforcement authorities to detain an illegal alien for federal immigration purposes longer than necessary for state law enforcement purposes. This means they cannot honor ICE detainers. In addition, sanctuary policies in several cities across the state prohibit local police from cooperating with ICE agents to include information sharing. In Boston, the city council passed an updated version of a 2014 sanctuary policy known as the Trust Act. The act prohibits law enforcement officers from honoring an immigration detainer filed by Immigration and Customs Enforcement and limits informal information sharing between local law enforcement officers and ICE agents regarding the whereabouts, detention status, or case information of an illegal alien. The policies make locating and arresting illegal aliens facing serious criminal charges in the state more difficult. During the March hearing with several sanctuary city mayors held by the House Oversight Committee, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu defended her city's stance on not helping federal authorities by honoring ICE detainers. In defense of the sanctuary policies in Boston and in an apparent dig at President Trump, Wu told the committee, "Our local community knows best, and we can tell you. In Boston, over our history, it has not been the word of presidents, or kings, or presidents who think they are kings that sets what happens. It is our residents." Other sanctuary city mayors who attended the hearing and testified before the committee included the Democratic mayors of Chicago, Denver, and New York City. The effect of sanctuary city policies has been widely criticized by President Trump and Border Czar Tom Homan, who both say they negatively impact public safety and have resulted in deadly consequences for U.S. residents. During the March House Oversight Committee hearing with sanctuary city mayors, the case of Abraham Garcia, a 23-year-old illegal alien and suspected Venezuelan Tren de Aragua gang member, was highlighted in an exchange between Congressman Jim Jordan, Republican Ohio, and Democrat Denver Mayor Mike Johnston. According to authorities, Garcia was released into the parking lot of a Denver jail on February 28 after authorities refused to honor an ICE detainer. Security video released by the Denver Department of Public Safety showed Garcia fleeing from several ICE agents after his release in the parking lot of the facility. According to ICE, the premature release of Garcia onto the streets of Denver by local authorities could have resulted in his escape. Despite the early release, ICE agents managed to capture Garcia after a foot pursuit and physical struggle. Garcia is now in ICE custody awaiting deportation. Jordan admonished Johnston, saying, "345 days you had him in custody." And ICE said, "Hey, can you give us 48 hours heads up? You gave them 1 hour notice. An officer got assaulted because of your policy, which says we're going to release him to, in your words, not mine, to the streets. They have to arrest him in a parking lot." Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark.